dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the years. Past and present dissolve, decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again. Rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WOMY.
Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you.
Of course, we gotta send that song out to anybody perhaps getting married this fall, or anybody who got married this summer. Like last month, Kevin and Chloe, congratulations. Beautiful wedding up in Penn Yan. Marry you. That is Bruno Mars. Got to tell you, hi. It is so good to be back on the air. It was kind of a long summer, but the summer kind of flew by, if that makes any sense. But I don't know. I'm just happy to be back. And right before I turned the microphone on, I get word that Tim Curry passed away. Right. Damn it, Janet. I mean, Dolly Parton yesterday, Tim Curry, and what do they say? They come in threes. So, I don't know. Sad day for Tim Curry fans. But anyway, Johnny G along with you. Welcome to another edition, brand new semester of Jukebox Journey. I'll be with you till 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'd give out the phone number, but honestly, this phone, I have no idea how to answer the phone. So you're better off sending me a message through Facebook. But if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You celebrate your big day with Valerie Simpson. And if you're thinking, who's Valerie Simpson? She was one half of the songwriting singing team of Ashford and Simpson. And back in 1984, they had a big number one hit with Solid as a Rock. It went to number one. But I was, kind of in awe that I found that they wrote some pretty legendary songs. They wrote You're All I Need to Get By, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. They wrote a popular song that Whitney Houston sang, I'm Every Woman. And if you ever saw the movie Remember the Titans, then I'm sure you will remember this one, too. Ain't No Mountain High Enough on 90.9 FM. Baby,
ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have
to keep you can't hang around.
Our house
and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our. Our house, in the middle of our streets. Our house,
you that you've got to
in meet the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
He was the way then we'd say nothing would come between us. Two dreamers.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house, in the middle of our street.
Our house,
that was where we used to sleep. Our house,
Believe that Madonna, who was what, 66, 67, thereabouts, is heading into next month's MTV Video Music Awards with more nominations than any other artist. 11. Good for her, man. Still rocking at her age. Gotta love it. I wanted to share this clip with you. You may have seen it or heard it at one point. It's Charlie Sheen, and he's talking about the time right before one of his many marriages. He was out to dinner with his fiancée. You know, the wedding was all planned, and who should he run into but Donald Trump? Donald Trump apparently knew that he was getting married, and Donald Trump came over to the table, and as a gift, he took off his cufflinks to give to Charlie Sheen, and Charlie explains what happens.
So he says, these are platinum, diamond, Harry Winston, and he pulls off his cufflinks. And he gives them to me. And so I'm like, oh, gosh, Mr. Trump, you really shouldn't do this. He goes, no, it's the least I can do and, you know, have a great marriage and all that. Little did he know. Smash cut to about 6 months later, I had some jewelry getting appraised at the house, you know, and she finished and was leaving. And I said, oh, yeah, you know, there's another couple of pieces that I have that I'm very curious about. Would you mind appraising these? She said, no, what are they? I said, well, you know, I explained the dinner and this and that. These were from Donald Trump, Harry Winston, you know, flawless D's, platinum. She took the loop, spent about 4 seconds and kind of recoiled from it, much like people do from Trump. And, so she says, in their finest moment, this is cheap pewter and bad zircon. So he said,
we'll be right back. gonna get high, high, high with the music on.
Thank you. who my wife sent me a picture of the other day. Peanut butter in the fridge. With a note saying, did you put the peanut butter in the fridge? There's two of us that live together, Lester Holtz. If you cannot figure out who put the peanut butter in the fridge, let me narrow it down for you. Did you put the peanut butter in the fridge? No, because I put the peanut butter in the fridge. That's who put the peanut butter in the fridge. Case solved. Bung, bung. That's right. Some of you know what that noise was. That's a Law and Order case solved noise.
Here at 90.9 FM, Johnny G with you on Jukebox Journey. First request of the new semester. We're going to send this one out to Kristen and Tuckahoe, don't you know? It's the Fine Young Cannibals.
Stop the way I feel.
Young Cannibals here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G in with you on this Wednesday afternoon, listening to Jukebox Journey. So glad you could join me today. Hope you're having a good day today. Honestly, I am a little nervous today. I signed up for a college class. First class is tonight at 5:30. It's been a long time since I've taken a college class. Monday, I went to, back in the day, we called it the bookstore, but apparently, it's not the bookstore anymore. It's called the Red Dragon Outfitters. And I got everything I needed. And then I looked at the nice woman working there. I'm looking around and I said, where do I get my book? And she, online. Oh, I'm like, yeah, things really have changed. Then I started thinking about it. And the last time I took a college class, this guy was the president.
Today marks my first State of the Union address to you. A constitutional duty as old as our republic itself. President Washington began this tradition in 1790 after reminding the nation that the destiny of self-government and the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty is finally staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. For our friends in the press who place a high premium on accuracy, let me say, I did not actually hear George Washington say that.
come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
I have to praise you.
KC Sunshine Band, Get Down Tonight here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G along with you. Welcome to another edition of Jukebox Journey. Going to send this next one out to Kevin, hard at work today up in Syracuse. Brand new homeowner, so why not? Home.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
From the Candy O album, and Just What I Needed here at 90.9 FM, WONY Oneonta. Johnny G in with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day today. Plenty of sunshine here up on the hill. Would you believe I knew exactly what I did on this day 50 years ago? I know that I got into my 68 Volkswagen Fastback, 4 on the floor, with my 8-track stereo, 6 speakers. And looking back, I'm sure the stereo was worth a lot more than the car. But I drove myself to a store called TSS, Times Square Store. It was the next town over in West Babylon, because I had to pick up the new 8-track of a group that just came out, brand new, and the group was called Boston. And it was just one of those albums where every song was great. So happy 50 years to Boston, and just keep on rocking.